Welcome to the Williams Nikken YB Hurton phone conference line.
Good morning.
Good morning. Nancy in Houston. I had to try the password four times to get it to work. It kept saying
really?
That it's not a... Pardon?
You probably tried going slower.
Well, oh, I did. I went very slow. But each time it kept saying that it's not a valid password. But did anyone else have that problem?
I didn't. I only did it one time. In a hurry. Yes. You know, I think that's a good thing, Nancy, to tell everybody that you had to try that. Because sometimes if you try it just once, well, that's the way it goes. And it seems to be that when the phone is more busy in your area, and like in the evening around 7, a lot of times we have more trouble getting on from here. So I think it's probably to do with the busyness. So good morning, everyone. This is Ruth Williams calling you from the beautiful Isle of Vashon. And we're welcoming you today to the Lifestyle Call. Did I even get it on there? I don't think I did. Just one second. I didn't get it loaded. Since I've been having trouble finding a page to click on, that takes me there. So I have one here handy somewhere. That will take me on there, so just one second. I forgot that I got rejected. And so I think that's our computer. You guys are not having getting on the WebEx, are you?
I'm having trouble, but I thought it was my computer. Earlier it said configuring whatever that rest of that sentence is.
Mine tells me I'm in the... Go ahead.
I'm in there, Ruth, but no picture.
Well, that's because of me.
Yeah, you're coming on now.
I'm almost there. I'm getting my file to share. Mine tells me I have an invalid pathway. But I think Dennis can probably fix it. But I have no clue how to fix it. There we are. So, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Margaret. And good morning,
Oh, Laura. Now I have a picture.
Pardon me?
And now I have a picture. The picture just came on my screen.
I was a little slow, sorry, Margaret. It didn't go on, and I got sidetracked there. Okay. Well, good morning, and welcome to the Health Style. And we have a mission to teach and support the practice of habitual health style choices, and boy, I'm hoping today to be more motivational about helping us to and encouraging us to bring more people onto our call. And so, Joan, are you on today? Okay, Joan, I did hear somebody rattling their plastics in your cupboard, whatever that is, noise is. So if you're making some noise, we do appreciate it if you *6. If you want to speak at any time, you can *6 to unmute again. For you who are only on the audio portion of our call, we want to tell you some of the things as we go through it here. On our slide, it does have noted that you may, if you're not able to be on a call someday, you can go on Steve Crowfoot's allswell.org site, because he records pretty much each of our calls, and that is www.allswell.org. And I think that allswell.org probably has several meanings, and we do thank Steve for doing that recording every day. Thanks, Steve. If you want to regularly receive, if you're on here for your first time, you regularly want to receive the Health Style emails, send an email to me at nothurton@gmail.com. That's N-O-T period, Hurt, H-U-R-T, N as in Nikan, or not, nothurton, at gmail.com. gmail.com. Okay. The charts that we look at, the basic ones, are on our ybhurton.com site. That's www. The letter Y, the letter B for boy, Hurton. There's no I in Hurton. That's HURTN.com. Okay. Today, I am going to read to you again. I hope you don't mind. We don't usually like to read because we're discussing, but I'm going to read something that's not very long. Joan, actually, was kind of a miracle thing or some kind of a little door opener thing. Joan was talking to me about a site she wanted me to go to. I went there, and there didn't seem to be much there. It was an opener, told me it was not available right now. And so I said, well, I'll go and see what Dr. Mercola has been talking about in the past, and I've been deleting all of them, and I didn't really read them because I was out of town. So when I came back, there were too many. He sent a lot of them. And so I looked on his, and I thought, yeah, this sounds sort of like what Joan was talking. I just opened one. I thought I heard that name, and I looked back, and it was on the address of the same one that Joan sent me. Wow. So I think it's talking to me. We're here to help people to avoid the strikes of these chronic diseases by avoiding inflammation and all of its causes, and try to help other people to do the same. So right now, I'll read. I'm going to not be reading from something that is on the screen. Don't think you'll be able to see it because I'm not going to open my desktop just for this. Since I have something else there I wanted to show you. Okay. This is a situation that Rick Schiff, a police sergeant for the San Francisco Police Department, and his family were faced back in 1994. Can you guys hear me all right?
Yes.
Good. Can turn me up a little bit, maybe. His 4-year-old daughter, an identical twin, had a brain tumor growing in the left ventricle of her brain, which was causing sudden neurological side effects. The prognosis of this particular tumor was that it would spread rapidly and kill her within weeks. So they did what most people would consider the logical next step. They consulted with an oncologist and proceeded with a recommended treatment, which, as is often the case, included a toxic combination of radiation and surgery, not so much as a cure, but rather to extend her life for as long as possible. Rick explains the rest of his heartbreaking story, and what might have been prevented if natural cancer treatments were more widely available and recognized in the United States. The troubling thought, the troubling thought about this entire story that I'm going to share with you here is that we hear it so often. One of the great fallacies, Rick continues, one of the great fallacies of modern medicine is that an oncologist knows anything about cancer because that's not what they are. An oncologist is, generally speaking, a hematologist. But what an oncologist is a toxic chemotherapist. They understand toxic chemotherapy. Do they understand cancer? I don't think they know that. What do they understand about the causes of cancer? I went to UCSF under the belief that I was going to talk to a cancer specialist, and that's not what I got. What I got was a specialist in surgery who did a magnificent job at what he was supposed to do. A specialist in oncology who did only what he knew, not what was the best interest of my child. And a radio oncologist who not only lied to us and did nothing to benefit my daughter, but ultimately specifically killed my daughter. He gave her a lethal dosage of radiation. There was no child that was going to survive 6,000 rads of whole brain radiation, particularly in simultaneous conjunction with chemotherapy. From his perspective, the child was going to die, and I would never know the long-term effects. So you're going to look at this alternative treatment website. That's where I was trying to go, but Joan wanted me to speak. So I have Joan's on, maybe she'll tell me what's on there. And you're going to see this treatment, and then you're going to come back, and you're going to talk to somebody who knows absolutely nothing about it, but who has a financial interest in vested interest in your receiving their treatment. I think the combination of those two really keeps the number of patients that go to Dr. Brzezinski down and the number of patients that enroll in any clinical trial that aren't advocated by these oncologists. Page 2, which is we only have 2 pages. The story that we've heard too many times continues. I think the most frustrating thing about me, Rick is saying, is that my daughter died in 1996 at the age of 6 and a half with an identical twin sister who will never be the same, who is traumatically affected with brothers and sisters, mother and father, who will never be the same, with people who work very hard to try to save her, and whose lives were affected, and for what? Using Dr. Brzezinski again as an example, it's now 2012, and what have I accomplished? There are still patients who have children who would be going to, as an example, Dr. Brzezinski. That should be the very first modality, the non-toxic, most effective treatment. He has the FDA clinical trials for brainstem glioma that are greater, have shown better results than all the clinical studies for brainstem glioma put together anywhere in the world. And yet, a parent can't just pick up the phone or fly on an airplane to Houston and get the treatment. They have to cross hurdles, and as they cross those hurdles, they get more dissuaded from going forward. And eventually, as pointed out, in many cases, they just simply are told, no, I'm sorry, the government won't allow you to have this curative agent. We've been through in our years in alternative wellness and wellness through many of these split people. We've known about other modes. Deaths like that of Rick's daughter are shocking in that they aren't necessary. If the FDA and the oncologists had simply given them the opportunity to exercise freedom of choice to seek whatever therapy they thought appropriate, she may still be alive. So what can you do to address this kind of medical injustice and stop it from happening to you or someone you love? First off, Rick suggests if you're looking to receive an unapproved treatment, contact your local politicians. First of all, my experience started when I chose to go to Dr. Brzezinski. There was no lawful method for which I could get a treatment for my daughter in the state of California. So I went to my congressman, Nancy Pelosi, and I went to my senator, Dianne Feinstein, and the two of them pulled together and got me what was called a compassionate investigational new drug use permit, which allowed me to be the only lawful person bringing this to the state of California at the time. And that's all I have of the parts, just to tell you what's going on and what was happening, and you are, of course, familiar with seeing this happen to people. So, I think that there are more people looking for alternatives, and there are more, if people have the drive to continue to search and to go to maybe their representatives and senators and be able to use them, well, that's one thing. Mostly what we hear is that people are leaving the country to get treatment. Okay, time for comments. I'll finish reading. You guys are all muted. Maybe you need to unmute yourself.
What was the question, Ruth?
Well, I just wanted to hear what your feelings are about this and what you see, maybe what options we have seen available. Joan, are you on? Some of the people came on. Okay.
Well, I believe there are different ways, an alternative way, because they've been using chemotherapy and all the normal things for years, and still people are continuing to pass away. And unfortunately, and those, once they start getting the treatments, they certainly become, I'm going to say, they use the word sick, and sometimes their life is worse than if they almost, in my opinion, hadn't even taken the chemotherapy. I've seen that in my mother's friends, a couple of hers that went through severe chemotherapy and radiation treatment, and most of them said that towards the end, that if they had their way of thinking about it, because it doesn't seem to really take care of the situation the way that it's they thought it would, that sometimes they wish they'd never taken it and just did whatever. But I do believe there's a lot of alternative ways out there of solving a situation that are better than what is recommended in most situations, like this young lady.
Thank you, Monty. Go ahead.
This is Donna Neighbors. There are CDs, and I don't know, has anyone ever heard of Dr. Max Gerson? It's G-E-R-S-O-N. And I think it was in the 1930s, late 30s, he did a program on the radio, and he's talking about the cure for cancer. And they banned him. And he has a clinic in Mexico for cancer and other ailments too. But he has a set of different CDs. He has one is Dying to Have Known, and it's the evidence behind natural healing. He has another CD called Healing Incurable Illness, The Beautiful Truth. And it's just, and he also has the another CD or DVD, is a Gerson Miracle, Dr. Max Gerson's Vision for Natural Healing. But not only has it helped people with cancer, it's helped them with other illnesses as well.
Donna, how do you get the CD? How do you get those CDs?
If you look on Amazon.com, you can look. He has books and everything. It's really amazing. Someone gave me this, a copy of this, and it's just
Donna,
amazing. I haven't listened to all of them.
Will you spell his name again?
It's Max, M-A-X, and I probably pronounced his name wrong. Gerson is G-E-R-S-O-N. And I started watching some of this, but he talks about juicing. It's really about, his daughter now, he passed away, and his daughter now carries on. And, his legend, it's just something. And there's books, too, you can buy.
Okay. Thank you, Donna.
Oh, you're welcome.
Maybe you made this call worthwhile for everybody today.
There's a lot of information.
I know these are out there, but we need some specifics.
Right. And can I share something else with you? This is just really amazing. Your slide here, and you have the lightning and all. And my doctor calls that a perfect storm. When your body, you're doing certain things that you need to turn your health around. And he talks about, that's what he was talking about when I had my atrial fibrillation. He said it was like your body had set up this perfect storm. And so now I'm working towards using medicine for my atrial fib, but using natural things. And it's
all right.
Amazing.
That's right.
Ruth, this is Nancy. Back in 84, an RN from the little town where I worked near Houston here, she had terminal lymphoma. She took the Varley Green product, and 4 months later went back to MD Anderson. They could not find a trace of the cancer, and she is now 77. She lives in the Waco area, just south of Dallas, or kind of in that area. And that is all she took, and an RN friend of hers from California sent it to her. She didn't know about it on her own.
Mm-hmm.
So,
how much of it did she take in a day, Nancy?
Well, since she didn't know anything and the label said 1 teaspoon, she thought, well, if I've got cancer, I'll take 2. That's all she did. Isn't that amazing?
Once a day?
Uh-huh. 2 teaspoons a day. And I've met her. I've spent a lot of time around her at the meetings, and she's just a picture of hell.
What was it she was taking, Nancy?
Well, it's the barley grass, but at that time it was called Barley Green and Company, Dr. Hagawari's company.
Got it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And Nikan has that company now.
Right.
Oh.
That's where Nancy came from.
But she said within weeks, the tumors, which were so large, one under her arm was the size of a tennis ball, but they were all on her neck and shoulders, you know, all the places where our lymph nodes are. And she said they became softer and started shrinking within weeks. And then 4 months later, went back to MD Anderson and no trace. Also, they had told her, because she had been on, I think it was interferon, was that the, because she had done traditional treatment and it went into remission and she got excited, but her doctor said it will be back. What you have is terminal, and it did come back 6 months later. And then at that point is when her friend sent her the powder. She took it out of the jar, put it into a Ziploc baggie, and sent it to her. Said, "I know nothing about this. I've just heard it's good for cancer. Why don't you try it?" So, as far as she knows, she was the first person in Texas to have tried it. But they told her her blood levels would never go back to normal, and they did. She's had perfect blood levels all these years.
Wow. Thank you, Nancy. You know, I've talked to quite a few of the people who came from the Barley Green, Dr. Hagawara's Barley Green, and I have heard different stories, even brain cancer, from all these different people that they buy this, the green zymes by the case practically.
Mm-hmm.
They have different, they're supplying other people with them. So, we have something very, very, very valuable with the NECAM products, like, once again. Okay, somebody else? Okay, thank you for these comments. Now then, there are so many people who don't have the freedom to choose the supplements that they'd like to take. They feel like that they can't, they, you know, the insurance doesn't pay, should pay, and it might if you went through getting a prescription for these products, for NECAM products. But do you have the freedom to use the supplements that you choose, especially if things got in a bad situation like this, and you really wanted to do this, but of course insurance may not pay for it. So how are you going to be able to do that? And so I just penciled out a few things. One is just to look at where you stand with NECAN, or where you could stand. What would it take? And looking at $110 or $100 auto ship, actually I looked at the Bone Health Pack. And so if a person doesn't know anything about NECAN and they just want to buy retail, and it costs them $168 retail for the three products. And that is certainly a lot less than it costs for all those other medicines, but it might be different as far as out-of-pocket. However, if they become a consultant, then it will only cost them $134. They already saved 20% off. So they're down to $134. And then if they buy it at auto ship, then it will only cost them $120.60, 10% more off. So they've already saved 30% off of those products by becoming a consultant and then going on auto ship. They're clear down $48 less. And so, but that's not all. Now, we recommend that everybody come in and get the environmental pack, get the sleep system. And if you do that, then you're going to reach, if you can do that in 1 month, which sleep system would be in 1 month, and most of those would get you over 1500, so then you'd be at 5% rebate bonus. And so on the bone health pack, you'd have a $5.25 check. Well, now, instead of $120 for your auto ship, you're down to $115. Well, then if you get somebody else to do that in the same month that you did, then you might be up at the 10% bonus, or two people getting a environmental pack in the same month, and you doing it, if you have two of them doing it, well, then you would be at the 10% level, and then you would get a $10.50 rebate check, and now your products only cost $110. Remember, we started at $168. But if you make the bronze level, then you'll get $15 check. Now your products only cost $104.85. And then when you reach silver and you're at 20% rebate, then your products will only cost you $99.68. So it really pays to share. But the most wonderful thing is that if we can show and share with people about the values of these products, that they need to have them in the home just to maintain really good health. But if there's a burn, what the advantages of having those there, how much stronger with the mag steps and all the magnetic products, the necessity of the water products and the necessity of the air products and the light, which I have on right now, even though the sun's shining, and then the nutritionals. By getting into getting yourself up to silver, by sharing these products, one person or one home at a time, well, then our products actually become less and less expensive. We make silver, then we want to maintain $2,000 a month, and to do that through AutoShip is an excellent way to do that, because if you could have 10 people having AutoShip, and at $200, and that would be $2,000, or 20 people times 100 is going to be $2,000. And so then that will help mean that you'll get your bonuses that you have coming when you have gotten that many people. And so the way to do it is to get like three people to get three people. And so then you have 9 second levels plus the 3 up there. That's 12. So you're up high enough. If you have some of them at 200, or some people have $300 or $400 volume auto ship, or then some of those 9 go ahead and get their 3 people and get started on their way, and then that way you'll be having bonuses, more bonuses, so that eventually your auto ship will be entirely paid. On live, and your notes have noise in the background. Sounds like you're driving. Could you star 6, please? Somebody else? Maybe you're running water. You got some noise back there. Please star 6. Sorry, guys. Okay. Any questions about that? How would you go about doing this and sharing with people? Find somebody who you could just visit with the people, and then get them on a call with your upline leader. That helps. And then usually we have CDs. I had a lady that just called and said she had a daughter who had osteoporosis, and she wanted to was taking her on a trip, and she wanted to see if she could have some literature and some CDs. So now she's got them. But it's an easy way to do it. We don't have to explain everything and know everything, but realize the value that we have to gain the freedom to, when it comes to time and you need a lot of supplements, that you have the freedom to be able to pay more money. You can't have freedom without enough money to meet those needs. you don't have the freedom to help other people to do that. Help other people to do the same. Hey, Steve, are you live on the call?
I am live on the call, but I'm on mute.
Okay, somebody else is live with a... Okay, with a... They're not on mute. Thanks, Steve. Somebody's driving. If you can mute your phone. Okay. Does anybody have any comments or questions today?
I have a comment. This is Donna Neighbors. I did a Google search about barley greens and cancer, and in here, there's an article. I can't figure out what the website is, but it mentions Dr. Haragari, and it talks about people who've had, like the lady was saying, tumors, and they've taken the barley grass, and they just go away.
Uh-huh.
But that's amazing.
Some of the people I talked to, they were taking a lot more. They were taking tablespoons several times a day. The one, like the one I think that had brain cancer. This is a harder one to break.
Well, here it said, for disease prevention, Haragari, if I pronounce his name wrong, advised taking 2 to 6 grams of powder dissolved in water or juice 2 to 3 times a day. And he said to treat skin or stomach ailments, you may need to take up to 12 grams of powder 2 to 3 times a day, and it said expect improvements within 3 months. This is amazing.
Well, the thing to remember, too, that in each one of our packets, as an example, not the powder, but the one that comes in the little containers that we have, not the capsules, but it's already packaged container, contains 3 grams of barley grass, or jade greens.
Okay.
So if you need 12, you got to take 4.
Okay, thank you. Well, our time is up, and so Monty will be our host tomorrow, and he always has good things to share with us, and so we look forward to that, Monty. And so we'll adjourn and go find some more people to share Nican with.
You.
Have a great day.
See you tomorrow.
Thank you.